This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has outlined the goals of the new era GST reforms during an event organized by the Next Generation GST Reforms Committee at the National Library in Kolkata yesterday. She stated that the goods and services tax reforms aim to simplify and modernize the country's tax and revenue system.
The new generation GST reforms is a thorough review and a proposal which resulted in a proposal after the review. So the thorough review is what? In the last 8 years, keeping the framework intact, which was a framework formed at the stage of introducing GST, and we kept improving it in the last 8 years.
Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has issued a revised advisory in view of the revised GST rates, which will be effective from Monday. As per the advisory, manufacturers, packers and importers may voluntarily affix additional revised price stickers on unsold packages manufactured before 22nd September, provided that the original MRP printed on the package is not obscured. The ministry has clarified that the rules do not mandate such restickering and it is purely optional for companies who wish to declare revised prices. The advisory also permits use of old packaging material or wrappers printed before the GST revision up to March 2026 or until such stock is exhausted. It added that companies can correct the MRP on such packaging by stamping, stickering, or online printing at any suitable place on the package. Union Electronics and Information and Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said digital personal data protection rules are finalized and set for publication in the coming days. DPDP refers to the framework established by India's Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 to safeguard individuals' personal data. The minister was speaking while launching the logo and key activities for the India AI Impact Summit 2026 yesterday.
More than 3,000 consultations were held over a very long period to come up with this entire framework. So that framework we will be launching in the coming days, hopefully before 28 September. Our thinking is very much a good balance of innovation and regulation, a good balance of taking science and technology forward and making it safe and trusted, a good balance of making sure that common citizens get access to technology and developing the deep R&D capabilities that we need.
The minister said the new rules governing online gaming are set to come into effect from the 1st of next month. The Ministry of Finance has announced 30th September as the last day to switch to the Unified Pension Scheme from National Pension System for eligible central government employees and past retirees. In a statement, the ministry said that the eligible employees under UPS can only switch to NPS once. It added that the switch must be exercised at least 1 year before superannuation or 3 months before voluntary retirement. The step aims to give employees choice in planning their post-retirement financial security. The Department of Financial Services has urged eligible employees to act early to avoid last-minute issues and ensure smooth processing of their request. Union Public Service Commission has successfully conducted a pilot program to test AI-enabled facial authentication technology for swift and secure candidate verification during various examinations. The pilot program was conducted during the NDA and NA2 examination and CDS2 examination held on 14th of this month. The pilot was carried out at select centers in Gurugram where candidates' facial images were digitally matched with the photographs submitted in their registration forms. The new system reduced verification time to an average of just 8 to 10 seconds per candidate. This initiative was undertaken in collaboration with the National E-Governance Division. In badminton, India's ace shuttler PV Sindhu stormed into the women's singles quarterfinals of China Masters in Shenzhen yesterday. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Pon Pavi Chochu Wong of Thailand. She will now face An Se Young of South Korea in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, India's star men's doubles duo of Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty also reached the quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.